The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks shake off the shock and awe of trade deadline day and move on to a season-high 8-game homestand. Tonight, it's the second and final meeting of the season series between the Sharks and the New York Islanders. After having already traded Vitek Vanacek and Nico Sturm, the Sharks stayed very active on the day of the trade deadline. Departing the Sharks were some very valued teammates and friends. Luke Cunnan went to Columbus. Jake Walman was traded to Edmonton. And in perhaps the most surprising move from a fan's perspective, Fabian Zetterlund was dealt to Ottawa in a pretty big deal to set up the Sharks' future. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the reaction inside the dressing room.
It's hit us right in the face, and the human side of it is real, and we can't hide from that, but we also have to be professional and move forward and stick together. And this is our group, and we got to move forward. We lost, four or five guys over the last week here that burns and stings, and you lost a brother that's been growing with this group. So it's difficult for some, especially a William Eklund and a Wemberg, the Swedes, losing Zetterlund. It hurts losing Cunny and Nico and Vitek and Wally. So it's tough. It's part of the business. We got to move forward.
Veteran Tyler Toffoli has been through this a number of times in his NHL career, and he talked about how he saw the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things that's, that's part of the job and the workplace that we're in. It's never easy, and he's going to a team that is on the up, and he's going to get a really good opportunity to push for the playoffs and get a taste for that. So it's a mix of feelings, and at the end of the day, for us, we got to come and we got a game tonight.
How much do you feel for a guy maybe like
William Eklund and Fabian Zetterlund are very good friends, and Toffoli says he understands that, and even though it's tough for William at the moment, he knows that he'll respond to it well.
It's never easy. I was talking to him a little bit yesterday. Obviously an emotional time for him and for everyone else who's involved, but at the same time, I feel like we've got a really close group of guys here that, he can lean on, and I think he'll be just fine.
Mario Ferraro has been a member of the San Jose Sharks for the last 6 years, and he had this reaction to the day.
It's sad to say goodbye to some guys. But at the same time, you look at the other side of it, it's exciting to say hello to some new guys, and we have to move on. And the players that are gone have to move on, right? So, and have to focus on playing some hockey. So it's what the mindset is right now.
It can't be forgotten that the trade rumor mill had Ferraro's name included in it, and he was definitely aware of that.
Yeah, I saw my name up there. I feel like the last few seasons has kind of been, I've heard some things, but at the end of the day, like I've said, after Colorado, I'm a Shark. For as long as I'm a Shark, my loyalty lies here, and that's what I'm focused on, and I'm still here today, and my goal is to continue to improve as an individual and to try and help this team win, continue to progress in the right direction. So, I'm happy to be here today and I'm excited. And, it hasn't been an easy ride, but I think that's what motivates me even more about it. So I'm pumped up for the future here.
As one of the veterans on this team, Ferraro feels that it's his job to help maintain a positive atmosphere in the dressing room.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a tough time of year. It's emotional. We're all human in this room, and the time of year and things that have happened can definitely affect us mentally. And I'm supposed to be one of those guys that hopefully these guys can look up to. So it's I have to definitely stay positive, and that's a big point. It's a big part of our mindset for the remainder of the season. Being sad and let down is going to help us out there on the ice. So we got a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be in this organization, and we can't just sit back and sulk, if you will. We got to keep pushing and pushing and try and get better. So when we are buyers at the deadline one day, we're ready for that moment.
Tyler Toffoli is confident that the San Jose Sharks are on the right path.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that, when I came here, I knew it was going to be an adjustment, but at the same time, I was kind of told that it's going to start going the other way. And I thought, I read something yesterday that Mike said that, that's kind of the last year that something like that will happen. So, so that's a lot of picks. And for myself personally, I hope they're used to get some players and make us better because, in my opinion, second, third, fourth, fifth round picks don't end up turning pro, you know, four years later. And, you know, myself personally, you know, time's kind of running out in that sense. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping to be back in the mix here, you know, next year, if not the year after.
And Ferraro is very confident that the team will eventually become buyers as the crystallization of the foundation of the hockey team continues.
No matter what has been the plan from upstairs and in management, I as an individual, I'm always excited and confident that we can be buyers. If I wasn't, then I wouldn't be doing the team any good heading into the season with that mindset. So I'm definitely happy to hear that. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change my mindset in every season is, you know, to try and to push for a playoff spot. And I believe we can do that every camp that we come into. And so no matter what, I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I see it. I see where it's headed. And, you know, like I said, if I'm going to be a big part of this, I really have to put my foot on the gas and continue to grow individually and try and help this team collectively.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everyone, Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit and the cheetah took a piece out of him and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark, a talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
I myself am a bit of a hybrid. I like to couch surf, but I also like to surf. I'm a homebody, but I also love a good camping trip. So I drive a Toyota hybrid. With pickups, sedans, and crossovers, Toyota makes fuel-efficient hybrids for any lifestyle, like the versatile RAV4 and its stylish looks and adventurous spirit, or the comfortable, spacious Camry, now standard as a hybrid. Want that hybrid life? Go get it in a Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Stars. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Patrick Giles and Vincent Desharnais will make their Sharks debuts tonight. Desharnais, a 6'7" defenseman, is excited about joining the team.
I'm excited. I think obviously with the young talent that's here, the future is going to be bright, and I think that they've showed it. Obviously, it's not the season that they've wanted, but I think that over the season they've improved a lot, and they've showed that there's a lot of good things coming. So yeah, I'm just excited to come here, bring the culture of hard working and trying to bring try to help the younger guys as much as I can.
Join us right here for the game starting at 6:30 Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.